Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, serious concern has been raised once again over ambulance response times in Inishowen after a number of recent cases relating to significant delays have been highlighted. With Minister Joe McHugh's new appointment as Education Minister imminent, there's further pressure on him to introduce an appeal system for the school transport system. Irish Water is facing criticism after thousands of South Inishowen residents were left without water over the weekend. And Letterkenny has retained its claim to European norms in Irish business against litter's latest report, coming in 19th out of 40 towns and cities. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the DUP leader says they won't accept a Brexit deal that creates any barriers between Northern Ireland and the UK. Arnie Foster is due to meet the Taoiseach this evening, a day after the talks stalled. The UK and EU are still divided over how to deal with Northern Ireland and the backstop arrangement to avoid a hard border. Leif Radker has warned there may be no deal at this week's EU summit and talks may extend into December. DUP leader Arlene Foster says she's clear about what they want.
We want to see a Brexit that works for the whole of the United Kingdom and one that works in a way that doesn't create any barriers between Northern Ireland and Great Britain. That's what we want to see happening. Unionism is united on that issue. So for me, that's the red line and that's what we're here to talk about today.
There are calls for a second ambulance to be instated in Inishowen on a full-time basis. It's after it emerged a man suspected to have suffered a stroke had to wait over 2 hours for an ambulance to travel from Donegal Town to Mallin in late August. When in a separate incident at the weekend, it's reported an ambulance took over an hour and 20 minutes to travel from Glendies to assist an elderly woman in Carndonagh. It's believed last year alone, in nearly 600 cases, an ambulance had to travel from outside the peninsula to attend an emergency. Councillor Martin McDermott says the situation in Inishowen is completely unacceptable.
Families were waiting, one family in particular from Mallin Head was waiting over 2 hours, and at that stage they had taken the patient to Carndonagh. So if that ambulance had travelled to Mallin Head, it would have been probably 2.5 hours before the ambulance would have been there, and by the time it was in Letterkenny, that would be 3.5 hours. So at best, so that type of timescale is just unacceptable. This weekend in Carndonagh, there was an elderly lady who had to wait an hour and 20 minutes for an ambulance. And these ambulances are travelling from Donegal Town, from Glenties, from all over the county to get to Inishowen, and I think it's just totally unacceptable.
And with these recent cases combined with the various number of instances highlighted in the past, is that not evidence and proof that the peninsula does need a second full-time ambulance at the very least?
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. There's no doubt that it does. I mean, I've been keeping a track and asking questions for a good period of time now, and last year alone, there was nearly 600 cases where an ambulance had to be called from outside of Inishowen into Inishowen to an emergency. You know, that's about a quarter of all calls when you're sitting waiting on an ambulance that someone has to come from either Donegal Town, Letterkenny, Glenties, wherever it may be, wherever the ambulance is. So I don't think that's acceptable, and I think that proves the point itself that Inishowen is inadequately covered.
An appeal submitted to and paused for a review of the closure of Culdaff Post Office has been refused. A total of 33 appeals against the closure of post offices have been lodged nationwide. In Donegal, 2 appeals have been submitted to date. Donal Kavanagh has more.
An independent review process is underway to assess applications submitted in a bid to retain some of the 159 post offices set to close across the country. According to the Irish Times, 11 villages have been told by Unpost that their appeals have been unsuccessful. They include Culdaff in Donegal and Ballinfull in Sligo. Meanwhile, a review has yet to be completed for Dunkaneady Post Office. The appeals are being assessed by Paddy McGuinness, former Chief Executive of the Western Development Commission, and Tom Hobson, an advisor and consultant. Villages have until the end of this month to formally seek a review of a proposed closure.
With Minister Joe McHugh's new appointment as Education Minister imminent, there's further pressure on him to introduce an appeal system for the school transport system. Donegal Deputy Charney McConlogue was speaking on the situation at Glenelly National School, where a number of pupils have been left without transport because they are deemed to be concessionary. Last week, Minister John Halligan confirmed transport will be provided to students from Kilmacrenan and Termin wishing to travel to Milford for school, with a similar provision expected to be confirmed for families in a similar situation in South Inishowen. Deputy McConlogue says new solutions have to be explored, including a proper appeal system.
I mean, I think there's definitely parallels between the South Inishowen area and the Termin Kilmacrenan area serving into Milford. In that there's a number of eligible pupils who have been left without a seat. And I mean, I think, and certainly I hope now that we have the Minister for Education based locally, that that will be treated very seriously, and hopefully we can get resolution to that. In relation to Glenelly, it has primarily been an issue with concessionary students there, and we'll have to look at what type of solution may be possible. I think what we'll have to put to Minister McHugh in that instance is that we would look at the possibility of actually having two separate runs, bus runs, going in two different directions, and deal with it that way, because most of the students who don't have a seat in Glenelly would be regarded as being the concessionary category rather than the eligible category as things stand. And as I pointed out earlier, the key issue with getting a larger bus is that it's not possible given the route that's in place. Yeah. But I do agree. I think a much clearer appeal system would be useful here to try and actually give parents the opportunity to actually get a hearing once Bus Éireann has actually dealt with it and come back in terms of their administration of the applications.
The Taoiseach says he's disappointed that Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin have refused to apologise to Frances Fitzgerald. The then Taoiseach was forced to resign last November when her knowledge of a Garda legal strategy against Maurice McCabe was questioned. Her name was cleared with the publication of the Disclosures Tribunal report last week. Leo Varadkar has called on those who made statements about Frances Fitzgerald to correct the Dáil record.
I, you know, would really ask that those who made statements in the Dáil about Frances Fitzgerald, also about Noreen O'Sullivan, that turned out to be false, are inaccurate, would now do the decent thing and correct the records.
Irish Water is facing criticism after thousands of South Inishowen residents were left without water over the weekend. A major burst in the main supply in Buncrana resulted in many homes and businesses across the peninsula going without water for much of Saturday. Meanwhile, the utility has confirmed that works on repairing a burst water main on Inch Island is now complete and supplies should be returned to all affected areas. The latest in a string of reported bursts in the area has led to Irish Water coming under pressure to ensure the supply in Inishowen is upgraded. Local councillor is Jack Murray.
Unfortunately, thousands of people across various types of villages across South Inishowen were affected. A major burst in the Ballymacarry area on the edge of Buncrana affected the whole way down through Tubin, Fawn, Burntfoot, Bridge End, over towards Muff and out as far as Newton Cunningham. So a very, very significant section of the Inishowen Peninsula was without water for most of the day. We had hoped that the problem had been resolved. We went a number of months without such a major burst, but once again it's back, and again the need is evident for a replacement of the line in the South Inishowen area.
Now, it's not for the want of various calls from yourself and other councillors in the area for these pipes to be upgraded. Has any correspondence with Irish Water given any indication as to if this will even happen?
No, unfortunately, we've had a brick wall time and time again. They tried to argue that there was lines that burst more frequently than that of the South Inishowen line, but surely those areas affected aren't anywhere near as widespread as the South Inishowen area, where you have dozens of villages and townlands affected. You've schools, you've businesses, you've doctors' clinics, nursing homes. All these are expected to go without water so frequently, and that really isn't acceptable. It's not acceptable to me, it's not acceptable to other politicians in the area, and it's certainly not acceptable to the widespread population of South Inishowen.
Ahead of National Slowdown Day this Friday, Gardaí have revealed that since May 2017, GoSafe checked the speed of over 134,700 vehicles, with 226 motorists detected travelling in excess of the applicable speed limit. One of those was a driver detected travelling at 134 kilometres per hour in a 100 kilometre per hour zone in Letterkenny. Over the 24-hour period beginning at 7 o'clock on Friday morning, Garda Síochána will conduct a national speed enforcement operation supported by the Road Safety Authority and other stakeholders. Other options are to be explored with a view to establish traffic calming measures in Balna Estate in Fulcara. A proposed design had been set up last week as a trial. However, this was deemed unsuitable as it would take up some car parking facilities in the area. Other suggestions are now to be considered, including the possibility of installing ramps. A meeting is to be arranged between council engineers, businesses and residents to come up with a solution. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Seamus O'Donnell, says it's important that the most suitable option is chosen.
There was funding secured that I secured earlier on the year for traffic cam measures in Balna Estate, where there were many people on to me about the hazards that existed and the near misses, I suppose, that occurred in there over the last number of recent months. So the council last week put in a mock-up of potential traffic camming measures by way of a chicane. It wasn't down too long. The local residents were not happy with the situation that presided there and how the council had designed it. So I have asked the council, firstly, to remove the mock-up, which they done last Friday, and secondly, to come up with another suite of options by way of traffic cam measures. It does appear to me very clearly that the residents within the estate would be happy with ramps. So what I have done is I've asked the safety engineer with Donegal County Council to have a re-look and a redesign of options. And it is my intention then that next week, when those options are available to us, that we will have a meeting in the Balna Resource Centre to discuss with the local residents the options that are there and if they want to proceed with any of the options, because we don't have, I suppose, the luxury of having the money there for an endless period of time. If it's not spent by a distinct date, it will be lost. So we have an option to either put in some type of traffic cam measures that is agreeable to the residents or else leave it as is. And I would hope that we do come to some agreement by way of traffic cam measures that will ensure the safety of all the users, both pedestrians and car users within the estate of Balna.
Letterkenny has retained its claim to European norms in the Irish Business Against Litter's latest report, coming in 19th out of 40 towns and cities. Antashka's report says there are 7 top-ranking sites in the town. The area around Main Street, Skullcalmkill National School, Cornwall Church of Ireland and Ballymacool Town Park are particularly praised, with the park singled out as being beautifully landscaped. IBAL say that by far the most heavily littered site surveyed in Letterkenny was a recycle facility at the rear of Dunstores car park. Work is to start this week on a new footpath in Killigordon. The footpath is to stretch from the Crossroads Village to the Red Hughes Football Club, linking to pathways at Monellan Woods, which will equate to 6 kilometres. The project has come about through a mixture of CLAR funding and community-assisted scheme funding, along with local match funding. Cathaoirleach of the Stranorla Municipal District, Councillor Patrick McGowan, is hopeful that when complete, it will act as a great asset to the community.
Council has confirmed now that they will be moving on site this week, and as I say, this is a combination of local community assisted money, CLAR money, and something I have been encouraging local groups here for some years to kind of come together. There is a requirement for a small matching fund, and I know both Red Hughes and the Cake Committee have said that they'll work towards getting that. But the good news is that this much-needed footpath will be in place very, very shortly. And as I say, this will assist the, you know, people out running or walkers or young people going up and down to the football club, and they'll end up with approximately about 6 kilometres of footpath if you take the return journey into account. So it's very, very much welcome, and it shows what can be done when everybody kind of pulls together and works together on particular projects.
And the fact that this footpath links a very scenic forest into the mix as well, I'm sure it will make it more appealing to different residents in the area to use the route.
Well, exactly. And this was why we were able to draw down the funding, because it's both recreational walks, scenic, possibly even tourism. The fact that it took in sports and recreation, it had quite a few number of criteria when you go to look for funding. So it's just, it'll facilitate everybody.
A new scheme has been launched that will allow certain non-EA nationals permission to stay in Ireland. Minister for Justice and Equality Charlie Flanagan announced that students who studied here from 2005 to 2010 are eligible to apply. The programme opened today and will close in 3 months' time on the 20th of January. Deputy Director of the Migrants' Rights Centre Ireland, Helen Lowry, says it's a welcome development.
This is a long-awaited scheme and it's life-changing for people that will qualify for it. Regularisation schemes are good for families, the economy and our society. It now, in terms of the scheme itself, a lot depends on the approach taken by immigration authorities. So it is a welcome development. It's a step in the right direction. And the detail of the scheme and how it's rolled out is very important.
School children in the Donegal Gaeltacht areas are set to benefit from a special Gaelic football programme. The programme will be run by the Donegal Ladies Gaelic Football Association and will involve the coaching of young players through Irish. The plans were unveiled by Minister Joe McHugh after funding was secured in allocations for Budget 2019. Roy Williams has more.
Plans for the programme were discussed as part of the Department of Culture, Heritage and Gaeltacht's allocation in next year's budget. The coaching programmes will be conducted through Irish and instructed by the dozens of Irish-speaking Donegal Ladies Gaelic Football Association coaches in clubs throughout the county's Gaeltachts. It's aimed at keeping more young girls involved in sport through their teenage years and into adulthood. The intention for the scheme is to be run and funded as part of an additional €1 million secured in Budget 2019 to promote the use of Irish language both inside and outside the Gaeltacht.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. With a mega giveaway voucher, there's great discounts and a chance to win a €500 voucher. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 18 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games, and it's understood Carl Lacey has left the Donegal senior backroom team. The 2012 Player of the Year and All-Ireland winner has been with the setup for the past year. When Declan Bonner was announced as Donegal manager in October 2017, Lacey was appointed to a coaching role just months after retiring from playing. The Four Masters club man, who lectures at the LYT in Letterkenny, is believed to be stepping away due to family commitments. There may be other changes on the backroom team as the county prepare for next season, but Donegal GA have not commented on Lacey's departure. In boxing, Leah Gallen will come home with a bronze medal from the European Junior Boxing Championships in Russia following her semi-final loss today. The Rafo Boxing Club fighter lost out on a 3-2 split decision against an Italian opponent, Miriam Thomason, with the referee deducting a point from Gallen in the final round. It was a big achievement for the 16-year-old as she made her international debut at these European Championships and is now bringing a European medal back to Rafo and back to Donegal. In soccer, Calm O'Dowda has been ruled out of the Republic of Ireland's Nations League clash with Wales at the Aviva Stadium tomorrow. The 23-year-old complained of feeling dizzy following a collision and Saturday's nil-all draw with Denmark. Ireland manager Martin O'Neill says O'Dowda can't remember what happened during the game and tomorrow's match has come too soon for a return. Meanwhile, Ronan Curtis, of course, has rejoined the Republic of Ireland squad ahead of that game. He'd previously been cut from a 32-man squad and was set to feature for the Irish under-21 team in their game against Germany. But after the 3-1 loss to Israel, they will now not be able to qualify for next year's European Championship. Wales will be without another key player for that game against the Republic. Arsenal midfielder Aaron Ramsey is withdrawn from the squad for family reasons. Manager Ryan Giggs was already planning without Gareth Bale. The Real Madrid stars returned to Spain for treatment on muscle fatigue. Spain will secure their place in the Nations League finals if they beat England in Sevilla this evening. They topped their group, having won their first two games, including a 2-1 victory over England at Wembley in September. Northern Ireland look to score their first away goal in more than a year tonight as they take on Bosnia-Herzegovina in the Nations League. Michael O'Neill's side have lost their opening two group matches. In Gaelic Games, it was a huge weekend for the Glenfinn Parish, as they had big victories for both the men and the women's squad. The ladies booked their place in the Ulster Senior Football Club final on Saturday by defeating Breda of Down. They will take on either St McCartan's of Trone or Donegal of Monaghan in that decider in a number of weeks' time. But as for the men, they secured the Donegal Intermediate Football Championship title yesterday, seeing off Éire Ballyshannon in the decider at McCool Park in Ballybuffet on a scoreline of 110 to 7 points. Glenfinn now go on to Ulster, but they also return to Senior Championship Football in 2019. Glenfinn manager is Liam Breen.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant feeling now tonight. I can't believe, like, the way we were going earlier on in the year, you'd never predicted this. Very few people would have predicted that we were going to win it. Like, Ballyshannon are a very strong outfit there, and our backline again did the business for us. Like, they only let in 7 points. Unbelievable. Yeah. They've been doing that all year, like, you know, and it's a great feeling tonight now. Thanks for the goals.
You're going to have to make the step up as well next year back to senior football, and that's a place that Glenfun and that user management team and the supporters all feel that you need to be playing senior football, that that's the right place for the club.
Well, we like to think, you know, we've great pride up. We're a very small club, but we've great pride up there, like, you know, and we like to be playing at the top level. Now, we were hoping to try and make the step up in the Division One, like, but definitely we like to be, like, we're probably punching above our weight, like, you know, but to get back up into senior football is brilliant for the club. Like, you know, we're very, like I say, the ladies are flying. We had the third team in the final there, and the reserves were very unlucky not to be in the final today. Like, so things are going well up there at the minute, like, you know, and long may it continue. Like, but definitely it's great to be back up. But it's going to be hard to compete in the senior championship. There's some super teams there, like, but that'll be for another day.
He's got the ladies in the Ulster final. Yous are going to Ulster as well. For the size of the parish and for everybody involved, this is a time that you have to cherish, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Like, you know, it's a there's a great atmosphere out there. You can see them. They're still out there in the field now at the minute. Like, you know, they've no interest in going home. Like, and it's fantastic for the club. We'll have a great night tonight. Like, you know, and it's just with the ladies and everything going so well. Like, it's brilliant. It shows the work that's going in. Like, with so many people. Like, you know, it looks great for me up here now at the minute. But like, there's an awful lot of work going in up there with the underage teams and everything. It's fantastic. Yeah. Like, you know, great club effort.
Big weekend for Glenfin. That's their manager, Liam Breen. Elsewhere in Championship football, there was victory for St Jude's over St Vincent's in the Dublin Senior Football Championship semi-final on a Sunday. As St Jude's won it comfortably in the end, by 9 points, 2-11 to 8 was the final score. And they now progress through to play Kilmacud Crokes in the Dublin County Final. The Donegal angle out of this game came in the form of the St Jude's goalkeeper Liam Mealy, originally of St Mary's in Convoy. Mealy has been playing his football for the last couple of seasons with St Jude's and put in another solid performance on Sunday to help his side progress in the championship. It's going to be a big day for St Jude's and indeed for Liam Mealy as they now look forward to a Dublin County Final. And finally, St Eunan's College are back in Ulster Senior Schools A competition and begin their McCrory Cup campaign in the coming weeks. The Letterkenny College make the move up, having come through last year's McLaren competition, where they were just pipped at the post by Cookstown. The aim of the college is to stay in the A competition and play the best schools in Ulster year on year. St Eunan's held a pre-competition launch today, where former players with the college gathered, along with the current McCrory and Ranafast squads. Manager with St Eunan's for this campaign is Donegal All-Ireland winner Colin McFadden.
I think that's important, you know, that we continue to stay playing in the A grade now for the next foreseeable future. And you know we're lucky this year the senior team is playing McCrory, and the boys, the under 16s, are playing Ranafast too, which is the A level, so they're going to have good experience for next year's campaign and for the campaign the year after that as well. Like, but it's a fine school here that offers so much extracurricular opportunities to every student, you know, not only in football but in you know, across the board, be it maths, be it other sports. I think just if we keep playing McCrory Cup football, hopefully it'll encourage other top players in the area to come to the college too.
Colin McFadden, manager of the St Eunan's College McCrory Cup team for the coming campaign. That's it from the sports desk for today. Michaela, we'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. Finally for weather, now mostly dry and bright today with good sunshine and light breezes. Cloud will increase from the west overnight and outbreaks of rain and drizzle will develop with lowest temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, there are calls for a second ambulance to be instated in Inishowen on a full-time basis. It's after it emerged a man suspected to have suffered a stroke had to wait over 2 hours for an ambulance to travel from Donegal Town to Mallin in late August, when in a separate incident at the weekend, it's reported an ambulance took an hour and 20 minutes to travel from Glentis to assist an elderly woman in Carndonagh. An appeal submitted to Ian Paul's for a review of the closure of Kildaff Post Office has been refused. A total of 33 appeals against the closure of post offices have been lodged nationwide. Irish Water is facing criticism after thousands of South Inishowen residents were left without water over the weekend. A major burst in the main supply in Buncrana resulted in many homes and businesses across the peninsula going without water for much of Saturday. And with Minister Joe McHugh's new appointment as Education Minister imminent, there's further pressure on him to introduce an appeal system for the school transport system. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue was speaking on the situation at Glenelly National School, where a number of pupils have been left without transport because they are deemed to be concessionary. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, October the 15th. The death has taken place in Canada of Cara Rose Bonner, baby daughter of James and Breda Bonner. Remains will repose in her grandparents' home, Michael and Anne Moy, Letterbrick, Clohan, from 8 o'clock this evening. Mass of the Angels will take place on Wednesday at 12 noon in the Church of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn. Burial afterwards in Fintown Cemetery. Family time from 10:30pm until 11am both nights. House private on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Maureen Lafferty, Knock na Fóthair, Dunfanaghy. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass in St Michael's Church, Creaslaw, on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm until 10am. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin funeral directors. The death has taken place in Scotland of Charlie Freel, Diver, Knightswood, Glasgow, and formerly of Pollard Fanad. His remains are going to St Ninian's Church, Knightswood, Glasgow, on Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, followed by cremation at 11:30 in Clydebank Crematorium, North Dalnotter. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the British Liver Trust. The death has taken place at Padgio McBurty, 2 Albert Terrace, Main Street, Lifford. Remains are reposing at his home this evening from 7 o'clock. Funeral leaving his home on Wednesday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm until 11am. The death has taken place of Liza Jane Doherty, Trillick, Buncrana. Remains reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11pm until 11am. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Bridget Diamond, 8 Grey Rock, Milford. Remains reposing at her home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors. And the death has occurred of Noel Henderson, 23 Ardmacool, Stranorder. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorder, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow.